Well, it's a little bit surreal because, we've got this money sat in the account and we can't actually do much with it at the moment. We can't go on holiday. We can't celebrate with friends and family. And to be honest, that's why when we sat and thought about it and we came up with the idea of helping out family and friends who were homeschooling with the laptops, that seemed to be a sensible thing to do because we're doing something positive with the money, and not sort of frittering it. We're looking after the kids who are in a tough situation through no fault of their own.
Which is so generous, and you also have given some money to the person that sold you the winning ticket.
Yes, that was John's idea. He said, "I've got to give her something." So he got £100 out, and we went over to the garage, and he gave her the money, and she was so chuffed, bless her. And I turned around and said to her, "Don't you dare do anything sensible with that money, just for you to enjoy." And funnily enough, John was in a few days later, and he still buys lottery tickets because, we're supporting good causes by buying the tickets. And the lady in front of him also bought a lottery ticket, and the young lady who sold John the winning ticket was serving her, and she said, "Well, I may as well have this. You never know when you're going to win." And she looked at John and just winked at him as this lady waltzed out with her ticket, because that's more or less what John had said.
And have you always played the National Lottery?
Yes, well, John has more than me, to be fair. He gets lottery tickets, and it's always lucky dips. He never plays numbers. He always does a lucky dip or two or four. And yeah, he's always said, "One day we will win."
And it wasn't until a few days later that you actually got the ticket checked and found out that you'd won.
Well, yes, I was on a Zoom call for work, and John went into Market Harborough and got the tickets checked in WH Smith, as he usually does when he looks for his magazines. And the chap behind the counter said, "Well, you've won on this one, but we can't pay you. It's too much money. You're going to have to ring Camelot." And he drove back in a bit of a daze, sort of fantasizing about £5,000 or £50,000 or whatever, and walked in through the door, and I was still on a Zoom call, so I couldn't talk to him. He's waving this ticket at me, and I thought he'd gone slightly mad. But when I came off the Zoom call and he said, "We've got to ring Camelot," and I thought, "Oh, it's going to be 50 grand." They took us through the security, and the security is incredible. Heaven help anybody who doesn't keep their receipt or doesn't remember where they bought it. But yeah, they took us through it and went away and sort of checked things and came back, and she said, "Are you sitting down?" And we said, "Yes, why?" And I said, "Well, I'm happy to tell you, you're both millionaires." And then I just went hysterical. And John was just standing there very calm, just more or less saying, "Well, I told you so." And I'm jumping around the kitchens where dot millionaires.
Well, congratulations. It's such good news, particularly in the current times. And when you're able to, what will you be spending the money on?
We're looking at houses, Nick, because when I bought my little house, I never imagined I'd ever get married again and have somebody else living in it. It's really too small for two people, especially when one of them has got 30 years worth of ephemera that he's kept and refuses to part with because it's part of him. So we've got a house that's bursting at the seams, and our top of the list is a house with more room. And then John's car is, how it's still going, I don't know. It is on its last legs and has been for about 6 months. So at least one new car. And John has always wanted to go to Antarctica. So that is going to be top of the bucket list, followed by New York, and perhaps a winter skiing holiday with my son and my two grandchildren.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, you enjoy it. Many, many congratulations to you both.
Oh, it's just life-changing. We're so grateful to everyone for their good wishes, and hopefully when conditions allow, we'll be able to share our good fortune with family and friends and have a little celebration.